Nathan Price is a high-valued asset.
He escaped an attack last night. We've got 36 hours to find this kid before they do.
Suddenly, everyone around me is dying.
We've got to get out of here, Nathan.
Who are you?
I'm a friend of your father's. Your real father.
I want the video feeds from every security camera. Track his friends.
What's my real name?
What's my real name?
Track anyone they've ever spoken to.
Who are these people?
They can't be trusted.
Okay, here's the deal. Some might see abduction, and I call it that because the star is more famous for his abs than his acting, as Taylor Lautner's chance to prove himself as an action star. But just as Robert Pattinson can't quite generate a hit outside of the Twilight franchise, I don't think it's all Lautner's fault. The film is about a high school kid who discovers his life is a lie. When he starts to look into his true identity, some dark government forces show up and send him on the run. This is a film shamelessly aimed at Lautner's tween fanbase, to the point that he's showing his chest and arm muscles no less than 3 times in the first 30 minutes. The acting is wooden by the entire cast, even by seasoned A-listers like Sigourney Weaver and Alfred Molina, which is a massive failure for once promising director John Singleton. In the end, Abduction isn't a terrible movie, but it's flighty and forgettable. Did you expect anything more? Abduction gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.